I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality with a Twist. I'm Dylan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Gabriel. Are we interrupting something, Gunner?
Dinner.
What'd you eating for dinner?
Tater tots.
Ooh.
I mean, I had a more substantial meal. I made a breakfast burrito, but yeah.
Breakfast burrito and tater tots. That is actually a wonderful sounding dinner.
It is. It sounds like a very good meal. It makes me crave a
breakfast burrito for dinner. Really, yes, Gunner? We thought you were better than this.
Oh,
well, right. After going vegetarian, I just wanted to flex that I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, I could tell.
Why? No, I'm just teasing. Where I was actually going, I really like breakfast burritos, but I'd always make it with like meat, right? I'd always do a bacon, and I wanted like that substance in it, so I just replaced, like, it's not an actual protein source. The eggs are a good protein source, but I just use tater tots.
Crunch. Do mini sweet peppers too. I love mini sweet peppers with eggs.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
I didn't ask for your opinion. Nor do I care about your opinion.
I forgot that your
so
dad
if you could
died
please
in a mini sweet
just
pepper
shut
accident.
Up. I'm tired of your antics, Gabe.
Yeah.
His antics.
They do be quite silly.
Alrighty. Well, anyway, moving on from that, let's get into the meat of what today's show is, fellas. So, today's show is going to cover something that I have a lot of interest in, and I've very rarely talked about it.
Roblox.
If talked Roblox. About it at all here on the
Roblox.
Podcast.
Yeah,
it's Roblox,
talked,
guys!
Never
Roblox.
Talked about Roblox before.
No, it's not Roblox. It is something that I do have an interest in that I obsess in a bit too much, and that is professional wrestling.
Let's go.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
go.
Nice. Okay.
And I always forget you have this weird obsession.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very weird. But yeah,
actually, it's really all not that weird. It's actually a really common thing.
Honestly, I get
yeah, you're
more
not special,
flack
Dylan.
I get more flack for liking wrestling than I do liking Roblox.
And that's how you know the world is healing.
So that's how you know the world's healing, yes.
You live in
no.
a society.
But when I bet you professional wrestling, I bet you guys think of a lot of different things. You guys probably think of the WWE, John Cena, The Undertaker, Randy Orton, all these big names and whatnot. But that goes against the topic of this show. Because today, we're in professional wrestling, we're talking about not this current age, but the ages before.
Okay.
Meaning the ages when wrestling, professional wrestling was first created, all the way up until the 80s, until before it had its big pop culture phenomenon pop off, whatever you call it.
Wow.
Because
okay.
I feel like the professional wrestling of that time is drastically different to the professional wrestling of this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, I'm going to be spending this episode educating you guys about some of the cool, unique things about old professional wrestling. And I'll be quizzing you guys on some stuff. And there is going to be something about this episode today. Because there is not going to be a prize for the quiz.
Oh.
There is going to be a punishment for the quiz.
Oh, okay.
You see, I don't have anything unique to give to you guys. So I'm going to give one person here who answers the lowest amount in terms of score a punishment. Or more so, what we like to call an odds.
Oh.
That person... The next time we all have a social gathering in public, we'll have to wear this World Heavyweight Championship around the whole time, whether that be around their waist, over their shoulder, or carrying it like just normally. No matter what, for the whole day, while we're out in public, of course, they have to wear this championship in some form.
Lost in the sauce. You're embarrassed from an award. That's crazy.
I don't know what you mean. I'm gonna be wearing that stuff loud and proud.
Yes. All right, cool. I'm excited about this now.
Very, very interesting. Yes, yes, Gunnar. What?
Is it true? Wait. Now I'm scared if I ask this, if I'll be spoiling a quiz question.
No, you wouldn't be spoiling anything.
Is it true that Abraham Lincoln is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
Okay, so I'm glad that you asked that. It doesn't go against any of my quiz answers, so you're good. No, I don't think so. If you're thinking of like the typical like WWE Hall of Fame and whatnot, you're wrong. Okay, no. But I think the Abraham Lincoln you're thinking of and like the professional wrestling he did was more so with like animals and stuff, like, you know, because that was like a big sideshow, freak show spectacle, seeing some guy, some bodybuilder or someone in healthy stature fight an animal.
Professional animal abuse. I love to see it.
Which is also something we're not going to be talking about today because, I mean, that's just not what I really enjoy. I find it very cliche.
Yeah, fair.
Don't worry, PETA wasn't around back then.
So, anyway, let us begin. So, speaking of that topic, though, about professional wrestling was created all the way back in the 1880s. Wow. And back then, it was created by, it was first, like, brought into the scene by Russian bodybuilders. And what is this?
All right,
it's the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame website. Abraham Lincoln is on there.
This is news to me.
For our audio listeners, Gunnar looked it up and it looks like it might be true.
I honestly have never heard of that. So you're educated in that one area that I was not.
There you go.
So
I should be hosting this episode.
Yeah, I'm trying to start to question your qualifications, Dylan. I'm kidding.
You're right. Yeah, you totally should be. But anyway, professional wrestling as a concept really arose in around Europe, around areas like Russia and stuff like that, around the early 1800s. And obviously, professional wrestling at this time was seen as like a spectacle where it's kind of very reminiscent to what you see nowadays, where two people or multiple people would go into a squared circle or a ring, as you know, we call those terms and whatnot, and fight. And typically in these types of days, people would fight, or the reason why people would appeal to this is because up until this point, obviously in the beginning, everybody thought it was real, which, by the way, for the viewers at home, sorry to burst your bubble if you haven't been told this already, professional wrestling is scripted. It's not like actual fighting, that people don't hate each other. A lot of the stuff that you see on screen and whatnot is all pre-planned and all has a predicted ending. But back then, obviously in the early 1800s, people didn't know this, and so they would bet money on whoever they thought was going to win a match. And obviously, people still do this nowadays, but it was more realistic back then because people were, like, really, you know, scrunching their money, like, white, tight grip on it because they didn't want to lose anything because their favorite wrestler might have lost.
Fair.
And this continued all the way up until the 1940s. And by the 1940s, I mention this time period specifically, is because this is when professional wrestling really had its prominent rise here in the United States and in the Americas. During this time, you would have seen a lot of different things pop up, a lot of different types of shows, because in this current day and age, I'm going to be doing this a lot where I reference the current day and then the past time. The current day, you only had one thing around everywhere. You had WWE, and like I guess in current day now you have things like AEW and Ring of Honor and stuff. Back in the old days, back in the mid to kind of near end 1940s to 1980s, 70s, whatever, you had wrestling territories. And these wrestling territories were all over the place. So in your head, if you're thinking WWE controlled everything, WWE only controlled a little bit of the East Coast during this time. Now, for your first quiz question, everybody, please name me, and I'll give you four answer choices, which wrestling group, or which wrestling territory, I should say, was the most prominent figure back during the wrestling territory's time? And which was someone that was the granddaddy of them all? Was it either A, WCW, B, AWA, C, NWA, or D, CZW?
Wait, this is the one back then?
Yeah.
Back then. What is the primary, like, what people would see as WWE nowadays back then for the people of that time.
Did you, excuse me. Did you say one was WCW?
One was WCW. One was AWA. One was NWA. And then the last one was CZW.
I'm going to say WCW.
Okay.
I'm going to say AWA.
I'm going to say okay. AWA as well.
I'm going to say NWA.
Fuzz come up with his own answer. And I'm going to choose NWC.
I can remember it.
The World Wild so many letters. WWF.
I will have to say, I will say something. One of you is correct here.
Only one. Okay.
Only one of you is
correct.
That's
not Gabe and Gunner.
Yeah, Gunner.
Yes,
done.
Unfortunately, I will have to say the bearer of bad news here. Whoever said WCW, you are incorrect.
Oh.
WCW was one of the later things to pop up in the professional wrestling world. If you said AWA, you are also incorrect. That was one of the wrestling territories around this time, but it wasn't as big as NWA. NWA is short
Good
for
job,
National
Ben.
Wrestling oh. Association.
Oh, I thought
and
Jeremy
national...
got it right. Sorry.
That he did. He said NWA.
Wait. Oh.
Jeremy got it right.
Oh. Wait, I
How
didn't
did you not
that?
Remember what you answered?
Yes.
Y'all Jeremy are confusing
said,
him with this
Jeremy
finger
said,
pointing.
Good job, Ben.
You guys have been doing this the whole time and like you're freaking everybody out.
I'm sorry. Hang on. That was really dumb of me. There were so many acronyms.
Yeah, there
were. Yes. I forgot which one I chose.
Yeah, no, it's, oh that's gosh. Fair. That's fair. There's a lot of different that's how each of these territories and even still nowadays, each of these like dressing brands identify with each other. By having these acronyms,
yeah.
But NWA,
so was it National Wrestlers Association?
National Wrestling Association, yes.
Okay.
The National Wrestling Association wasn't actually a territory within itself; it was instead kind of like a council for professional wrestling at this time, where they were the overseer of all the other territories in the country or in Canada and Mexico. Because they were the ones that these territories would go to so that they could have their shows promoted and whatnot, and they could have bigger audiences and everything. Mm-hmm. And how the NWA did this is by having very higher prolific trophies, such as one of those being the NWA Championship, which is something that we'll be talking about here more in a little bit.
Okay,
but
cool.
I guess I'll kind of first kind of talk a little bit more about that, though, before we get into the exact NWA Championship. The big prize of them all, and the big thing that every professional wrestler and their shows always want to dream of getting is that world championship. That is the one thing that in the biggest main events and on the biggest stages of them all, people will fight for, is that grand title of them all that indicates that you, and by symbolism and by definition, are the best wrestler at that current time, and you are either the reigning defending champion or the incoming opponent trying to claim the throne. And obviously, with these wrestling territories, each of them had their own style of championship. And you also might be thinking, you know, these championships for these times must have been very beautiful, very prominent, very good looking. Well, boys, I'm obviously not going to show these pictures right now because that'd take too much time and it'd be hard for Gabe to edit. But if you guys looked it up on yourselves, like looked up, you know, the old like WWF championship, the old like AWA championships and whatnot, you'll see that in comparison to this title that I have right here, which this title that I have in my hands is seen as one of the most popular designs, they barely compare to this.
Wow.
Most of them had
okay.
like a little thin sheet of metal with other small pieces of metal attached to a very worn out leather strap, and that's what their world championship was.
Imagine getting your ass kicked for a little worn out piece of leather.
Literally, if you look it up, like that's literally what it was. Like some of these titles were literally just like tin, like tin metal.
Oh my god!
But that was for some of these territories and for some of these associations, that was their most prolific item. Which is why, though, the NWA Championship was hailed as the best championship for that time overall. Because if you guys look up the NWA Championship, which I think it still has the same design this current day, is a very, very well-known championship if you're in the more well-known community. It has a very beautiful design, which each side played detailing an individual country around the world. I can't remember if it's a country where the NWA has like its shows or whatever. I can't remember that. I didn't do that much research into that area. But still, the point being is that the NWA championship for the wrestling territories at that time was the best prize you could ever get, which is why if somebody in one of these territories won that championship, you know, they could take it back to their own territory and get bigger ticket sales. They could be like, we have the NWA champion right here in our own very stage.
Okay.
Not gonna lie, I just looked up the image for the NWA heavyweight wrestling champion replica, and it looks like a face with a, it looks like a smiley face.
And that's all you took away from it?
I mean, it's very nice, but it has a, it looks like a face with a big nose.
Now I want to see this. Now I got to see this.
That's the one thing I'll ask Editor Gabe to pop up. Put up the screen of the NWA, current NWA championship on the screen right now so that everybody at home who's watching the video version can see it.
Yes.
And then if you're an audio listener, just look it up yourself. Type it out yourself, okay?
Yes.
Whoa, guys, I can get one for $79.98.
Oh.
They just be handing them out to anybody.
Why would I fight? Why do people fight?
Guys.
They must be broke as hell.
Now, while I segue from that championship, from the NWA championship, and the reason why I've been talking about it for so long is because the NWA championship over time lost its value, and it's no longer the prolific title that, you know, the WWE championship is compared to these days, or the World Heavyweight Championship. The reason why it's like that nowadays is because of the WWE. And that's what we're going to get into next, and it's what's going to lead to our next quiz question. So, there was one last wrestler who won the NWA championship. However, there were some negotiating issues with this wrestler having this title in the WWF at the time, with the NWA at the time. There was a lot of disagreement about that this person holding the title. So, who was this person that held the title that really irked the NWA? Was it either A, Buddy Rogers, B, Bruno Sammartino, C, the superstar Billy Graham, or D, Hulk Hogan?
Huh. Yeah.
I'm personally going to say B. What was his name?
B, Bruno Sammartino.
Dude, he's got like the coolest name, in my opinion.
Who was A?
Buddy Rogers.
I'm going to say Buddy Rogers.
Okay.
Complete shot in the dark.
I'm also going to say Buddy Rogers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gunner? I'm going to say Hulk Hogan.
Alrighty. Unfortunately, Gunner, I will have to say you are wrong with Hulk Hogan.
Who's Hulk Hogan?
You don't know who Hulk Hogan is?
You don't know who Hulk Hogan is?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. So my thought, I don't know who any of these people are besides Hulk Hogan, and I thought Dylan would be like, he'd throw it in there and be like, oh no, nobody would answer that one because it's too obvious. But in reality, it's there to trick you.
That's why he's so famous.
That's why I said it. No, the correct answer there was Buddy Rogers.
Yes.
Meaning that Gabe and Ben have now gotten a point, meaning that Gunner, you are now in last place. Meaning that if you don't get another point and you try to tie up with everybody else,
come here.
You might have to be wearing that title.
You made an appearance on the podcast. Just a sec.
Oh,
this is Bailey.
Hi
Bailey.
She walked through, so I just wanted to let her know she was on the podcast. Let's keep going. Sorry.
All right. Cool. But anyway, now that I've revealed who this wrestler is, Buddy Rogers had won the NWA Championship. And I don't know the exact issues with it. It's like a whole nother episode just talking about this whole ordeal. But the NWA wasn't very happy with Buddy Rogers holding this title and taking it and showing it around the WWF. And because of this, the current at this time, Vince McMahon Sr., very different from the Vince McMahon that's alive today, decided to make the WWF Championship. Because at that point, the WWF didn't have a championship or a world title. So that day, Buddy Rogers became the inaugural WWF champion and began defending that title in the WWWF territories, which obviously over time, that WWWF became the WWF, then the WWE, obviously not what it is now today. So now let's talk a little bit about the WWWF, because obviously out of all these other wrestling territories and whatnot, the WWWF was probably the most popular by this point because of this whole Buddy Rogers incident. It was starting to start the downfall of the NWA and now the rise of what would soon to be the WWE. So back during these days, I think this is something I should really mention. These title reigns that you see in these current days, do you think the most longest current reigning champion is Roman Reigns in the WWE? His current title reign has been around almost 1,000 days. And Gabe, your shock is correct, because this is very unforeseen. This is very not normal, because in normal standards, the average title reign and for like a world championship in these current days is around like 3 months.
Wow.
Reigns' title reign is like right now is closer to what the old day title reigns were like, because back in the old days, since there wasn't any live broadcasting TV or anything like that, the only way people could go and see these people wrestling is by actually buying a ticket when one of these shows was around their area and going to see it live, which in today's standards would be called a house show.
Okay.
And obviously at these house shows, they're not just going to continuously change the title, because then it's hard to keep up with things and whatnot. So these wrestlers of these times held that world title for much longer periods of time.
Okay, yeah.
Now, going back to the WWWF at the time, they have obviously a very long championship reign. And I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys another quiz question. And what makes this quiz question special is it's going to ask you the same exact answer choices. Who in the WWE now had the absolute longest championship reign? Was it A, Buddy Rogers, B, Bruno Sammartino, C, the superstar Billy Graham, or D, Hulk Hogan?
Quick, can I just ask a quick question about option C? Is the superstar part of his name, or do you just really like him? Like, is that why you...
No, that was... I think I'm hopefully saying his name correctly here, but the superstar Billy Graham.
That's like actually what he called himself.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's superstar Billy Graham, but that was his name.
Okay. So I thought you were like utmost respect to him, so you kept being my hero, Billy Graham.
No. That's just in his name. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Do we have to go in any sort of order, or can I just shout out what I think?
You guys could just shout it out.
I'm just going to say Hulk Hogan.
All right.
I'm going to say Buddy Rogers again.
Okay.
I'm going to say Bruno.
Okay. Jeremy?
I'm going to say the superstar.
All righty. To reveal the answer to this question, I'm actually just going to go ahead and read out how long each of these people held their title for.
Okay. Cool.
Starting off with Buddy Rogers. Buddy Rogers held the, at the time, WWF Championship for 36 days.
My man founded it and lost it in 36 days.
Wow.
Yeah, the reason for this is because at the time when he won this championship, the leaders at the WWF found out that he had really bad heart issues, near heart failure. So he had to fight one match where he would lose the title to somebody else.
There you go. Next
up here would be the superstar Billy Graham, where his title reign lasted 296 days, which is nearly a year. But once again, in perspective to all these other old-time wrestlers, this is still nothing.
Fair.
Next up, which will be the decider of who had the second longest title reign, and with these four options at least, was Hulk Hogan. His title reign only lasted 1,474 days. He fought many popular people like Andre the Giant, the Iron Sheik, I honestly can't name any more people, but because all these other people would probably win the title from him later. But anyway,
Dylan,
yes.
Can I just ask, where the Iron Sheik got his name from.
Which sheiks are we talking about?
Yeah, Iron Sheik. Here, let me pull up. Let me pull up his.
Is it Sheik or Cheek?
The Iron Sheik.
Like,
spelled
like that's so chic.
S-H-E-I-K. Oh. His real name is. Well, I'm not going to say his real name because that's just going to be really messed up or whatever. He's from Iran. He is still alive to this day. He's currently 81. He's probably by far one of the funniest people who is still alive from these old days. If you look up his Twitter account, he makes some of the funniest tweets. But the Iron Sheik is a very real person. He also held the WWF title at one point, but that doesn't matter because, Gunner, you got your answer right. Bruno Sammartino was the correct answer there, and he held the WWF title for a whopping 2,803
so
days.
Double Hulk Hogan.
Double Hulk Hogan. Nearly, I think it was about 8 years he held that title.
Wow.
So, in
where's Bruno from?
Bruno is, I believe, let me pull up his things here. He's from Italy. He is from the Kingdom of Italy. He, unfortunately, is no longer alive. He died back in 2018 at the age of 82. But he has gone down as one of the most biggest legends for that time because he was the longest reigning WWE champion. And no one's going to be able to beat that record in this current day and age because no one's going to want to see the same guy hold a title for 8 years nowadays.
Yeah.
But that means now the score is tied all across the board here.
Wow.
So
I didn't realize
we have a tiebreaker.
We have a tiebreaker, fellas. Meaning that I have to ask one more question to all of you fellas.
Okay.
To see who is going to be safe and who the unlucky person is that's going to have to wear that title right there.
It depends on how many of us get the question right.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't just like break the title apart, so it literally has to be one of you guys.
Yeah.
You should do true or false.
I could do true or false. That'd probably go well. Anyway, now to wrap up everything, I'm going to ask each of you, well, I'm going to ask the last question and going back to the territories. Because while I was mentioning all the territories, Indiana or Indianapolis had their own wrestling territory.
Okay.
Because obviously, would. Mm-hmm. Now, the answer choice is going to go back to the first question. I'll list out a bunch of different wrestling acronyms or associations, and you guys have to guess which one is the correct one that corresponded with the one that was unique to the Indiana area and most of the Midwest.
Okay.
Your answer choices are A, GCW.
A. It's A.
Okay. But let me finish first.
Man's with confidence.
B, the AWA. C, the WWA. Or D, the Tri-State Wrestling Association.
Tri-State. That could work for Cincinnati, but Indianapolis is pretty far away from the Tri-State area.
Yeah.
Jeremy was really confident with A, so I'm tempted to do that.
No, I was totally messing.
That's what to say. If you really want to lock in GCW, you can, but...
But what was it? What did it
was GCW, AWA, WWA... and the Tri-State Wrestling Association.
I'm going to go with B.
With the AWA.
Yeah.
I was thinking the AWA as well.
AWA, okay.
Or wait, isn't AWA pretty modern?
Oh, you,
I think it's been around for a while.
I can't tell you anything.
Oh, jeez.
I'm really tempted to say Tri-State, but I'm going to say...
This is the first?
The first was GCW.
No, I mean, like, this was the first one in Indianapolis.
This was the wrestling territory or association that was exclusive to the Indianapolis area. It obviously branched off into other areas, but this was Indianapolis's. This is the one that people in Indiana at the time would go to see.
Oh, God.
I'm really thinking it might be D now.
I'm thinking it might be... I was going to change my answer to Tri-State. I'm thinking Tri-State now.
Okay. Dave, we're going down together.
Gunner.
I'm going to go with their original answer, well, Gabe's, and say AWA.
All right.
Gunner. I don't know anymore.
I'm going to do...
Gabe Edelman.
GCW.
GCW. Well, this is really unfortunate because none of you got the right answer.
No.
The correct answer was the WWA, which is the World Wrestling Association.
Oh, my God.
That was in Indiana and Indianapolis. GCW stands for Georgia Championship Wrestling. The tri-state area occupied the areas of what would be Alabama, New Orleans. Hold up. I don't even know what these states are. I'm not gonna
is it Mississippi, out, Alabama, New Orleans?
Yes.
Louisiana, you mean?
Yeah.
those are the areas, and the AWA occupied the broader region of Minneapolis and a bunch of its other surrounding states.
Okay.
And the WWA took up all of the Indiana area and two-thirds of the Illinois area.
Okay, so, well.
But the point still stands. There's still a whole tiebreaker here, so.
Yes, wow. That's really funny.
So we're going
support
to,
coming off.
So we're going to do this. We're going to do this instead.
Strip
we
poker.
Are going to. I'm going to ask you guys when the WWF Championship was created, because I ask you this question later, and whoever is the farthest away from the date where it was created will be the one to hold the. Will be the one to get the punishment.
So I'm assuming we can't say the same number. We can't say the same.
You guys cannot say the number. It has to be a different date.
What was the question again?
You guys just have to give your best guess to when the WWF Championship was created. Because remember, I talked about this earlier in the show.
Yeah.
You now got to say the date that you think it happened.
So that was Buddy Rogers.
That was Buddy Rogers, okay, who won the title.
That's a tough question.
Who held it for a whopping 37 days before he had to lose it because of his heart attacks and whatever.
So
1944. Ben says 1944, okay?
I'm saying 1912.
I'm going to say 1960.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
How old was this thing? Or how new is it?
We'll find out.
I'm not
going
to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. Gabe?
So, judging by how they... I'm sorry I have to explain my answer. Every time I answer something on this freaking podcast, I have to explain it for some reason. I don't know. But, I think since they were concerned about his health, that tells me it was after, like, the early 20th century. I'm going to say 1954.
That makes sense. Can I change my answer?
Yeah, sure.
I'd like to change it to 1955.
Screw you, Jared.
So, Jeremy says 1955. Gunner says 1960. Ben, you said 1941, correct?
44,
my bad. And then...
I said 1954.
Yeah, Gabe, you said 1954. Well, we do have a win. We do have a loser here. But the winner who got the closest was Gunner. The second closest was Jeremy. Yeah, I think you can't tell who's going to win this. The third closest was Gabe, and the farthest was Benjamin, 1944. Buddy Rogers won the title back on April 25th, 1963.
Oh, Ben, how does it feel? It feels pretty bad, considering we had a contender saying 1912, and then they changed it.
I was about to say, like... Jeremy, I literally said...
Dylan had it made that face.
I know. I should have just stone-faced
it,
honestly.
As soon as you guys were like, what? I'm like, wrong here.
I was like kind of wondering if you were listening to the beginning of the episode, because I literally said, we're going to be talking about the 1940s to the 1970s and 80s. Why would I talk about the
1872.
1844.
Wait, I got it.
But yes, Benjamin. Benjamin, congratulations. Unfortunately, you are going to be the person that the next time we're all hanging out in public, you will have to wear and show off this World Heavyweight Championship.
Wait.
All right.
Dylan, Gabe, Jeremy, huddle up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what if we all don't hang out until, well, not you, Jeremy, because you're in Idaho, but until Nashville. So that way when we go to a bar,
what are you
Ben has to wear.
Okay, don't tell Ben. Don't tell Ben.
Ben, I have to take this belt in for repairs. It's not going to come back to me until July.
July 20 something.
July 26. But anyway, guys, that'll do it for my part of the episode today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I really enjoyed coming up with all the stuff, talking about old time wrestling. There's so much more stuff I could talk about professional wrestling that follows our criteria. So if you guys are interested in hearing more about it, maybe a future episode we'll talk a little bit more about.
Yes, that was a wonderful episode. Yeah. What are we thinking first, fellas?
I think we should start off with some weird news.
Okay.
Weird news.
As always, this comes straight from the Associated Press. Links will be in the description. Colorado man tries to trade places with dog to avoid DUI arrest.
That's all you need to tell us for today.
Yeah, I think you guys can see exactly what happened in this scenario. Very short story today. In Springfield, Colorado, a driver who was pulled over for speeding tried to switch places with his dog to avoid arrest, police in Colorado said. An officer watched him maneuvering inside the car before he got out on the passenger side on Saturday night in Springfield, a town of about 1,300 people on the state's eastern plains, police said in a Facebook post Sunday. The man said he was not behind the wheel and clearly showed signs of being drunk, police said. He ran from the officer when asked about how much he had had to drink and was caught within about 20 yards. So he didn't make it too far. After being taken to the hospital to be checked out, the man was arrested on suspicion of charges including driving under the
suspicion?
Influence.
Suspicion?
Yeah.
What do you mean suspicion? Maybe
the dog was actually driving.
They had to really investigate that one.
He looked like a very smart dog, but
what if the dog was actually driving this whole time?
Yeah,
what would they do?
Yeah, the dog's like outside of the prison, like
scheming something.
Oh my gosh! But yeah, the rest of the story is just he was taken in on suspicion of being driving under the influence.
That's so funny.
And he had some previous warrants, of course. So he saw the police lights in the background and said, "Oh shit!" And then he pulled over and said, "Okay, you take the blame."
He was just like, all I imagine is like the cop coming up and like the guy just like switching seats with the dog, and then in the passenger seat he just goes, "What the
hell? I got an Uber,
Fido,
and this was my Uber,
man. What are you doing, Fido?"
I mean, okay, hang on. If I was in that situation, hopefully, I'm not drunk and putting anyone else's life in danger. But, like, if I know I'm about to get, like, caught with, like, a huge speeding ticket or something, mm-hmm. and my dog's just right there,
yeah,
why not have a little fun with it? Like, fair. I'm going to get caught anyway. Let me just...
just, like, have the most shocked and scared look on your face when the cop walks up, because he's like, I don't know how he was doing it.
Stopping him.
At least he stopped for the cop's lights.
Hey, what are the odds?
I swear he has a license and the car registration is under his name.
The car registered for like Spot or something. Oh my gosh. Well, that was our weird news today, fellas.
That was awfully weird.
Simple story today, but sometimes the simple ones are the best ones. So what next?
I'm thinking our amazing drug fact of the week.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay. So sometimes you go to the pharmacy and they're like, "Hey, you got any drug allergies?" You should always answer whether you do, because a lot of drugs have cross-contamination. Not like cross-contamination, but like react similarly. So anyways, but the three most common drug allergies that I see are amoxicillin, sulfamethoxazole, and penicillin. So all antibiotics.
Yes.
But antibiotics seem to have the biggest reaction, give the biggest reaction, as things like cephalexin and other cephalospores containing drugs will also can cause reactions. So Make sure you know.
Yes, my my girlfriend's allergic to penicillin and amoxicillin, I believe, I want to say. So that kind of sucks, but...
Womp womp.
did you just womp womp to, the, to my girlfriend? To amoxicillin?
but yes, thank you, Gunner, for that information. Yes, remember, wonderful. People, stop lying.
Stop being right. allergic, dumbass.
Stop being allergic.
Just tolerate it.
Get used to it.
Alrighty. Well, I think going on from there, I think I want to swing it over to Dylan with the Roblox game of the week.
Yes, please.
Well, thank
Dylan.
You, Dylan.
Dylan giving himself a pat on the back.
do it.
Obama giving Dylan himself the award.
Do it for the camera.
Jeremy just
a
takes
pat on the back.
Yes,
oh, that feels
yes.
good. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Anyway, today's Roblox game of the week comes at a
What?
About to say the same thing.
You know what, guys? Roblox game of the week's canceled.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
I'm gonna be real. I've been very busy with work, and the only Roblox games I've been able to really experience has been the stuff that I've been currently working on. So today's game that I'm going to recommend is one that is a little bit out of nowhere. It's called Find the Family Guy. What's the goal of the game? Go around a Family Guy made map and you find the Family Guy characters. You have to collect all 202 Family Guy characters.
I was kidding.
202?
There is 202 Family Guy characters.
I didn't even know there were that many characters in the show. I thought it was just like everybody that lived in that goofy little house.
Oh, I mean, it's definitely... See, that's the thing. There are the characters from that goofy little house, but there are many different variations and versions of... said characters for instance I do have an index here. We have many things like Peter Griffin.
Okay, okay.
Hippie Peter.
Oh, okay. Classic.
You have also things like Employee Peter Griffin, Chef Peter Griffin.
Wow.
Oh.
Man of many
Peter,
talents.
Farmer Peter Griffin.
Ooh. Wow.
Might I interest you in like... Dojo Peter Griffin.
Ooh.
They're not all Peter Griffin. They're just a bunch of different versions. Of
so is this game like, are you guys working with like an actual Family Guy?
No, this is just a complete stolen thing of IP. Some kid just found like a bunch of like Family Guy decals on Roblox and just attached like functionality to them. So that's the whole game. That's it. You just go find Family Guy characters and you collect all 200.
I think I know what we're doing after the podcast.
Yes, we are. But that's my Roblox game of the week. It's
thank
probably my best
much.
One, honestly.
Yes, yes. Thank
that's
you
a really
so much.
Good one.
Alrighty. Well, I think I typically don't know the orders from these afterwards, so I think I'm going to move on to Ben with the legal fact of the week.
Alright. So, today, our topic isn't necessarily going to be legal, but it is kind of in that realm. So, have you guys heard of the Beech Grove, Indiana's new policy? No ticket, let's fix it.
I have not heard of the Beech Grove no ticket, let's fix it policy.
Actually, I heard there's a little bit more to it. No ticket, just fix it. Pour flour on that grandma's head.
At the Beech Grove wall.
No, but Ben, I have not heard of this. This is news to me.
Okay.
Does it allow dogs to be in the driver's seat?
Only in Beech Grove.
Only in Beech Grove.
You know you in Beech Grove.
So for all you listeners out there, if you don't know, Beech Grove is a city.
Controversial
on the southeast
city.
Side. Yeah, very. You've probably heard of it. Yes. You've probably heard of it or seen it in videos.
Unfortunately,
just on the southeast side of Indy. Anyways, Beech Grove Police Department and Jiffy Lube came together with a new solution for people who are pulled over for having a brake light out or busted or whatever, and the police are actually will be carrying $25 Jiffy Lube gift cards to give to people so that they can go get their brake lights fixed and not be given a ticket.
That's crazy. So
it is pretty crazy. They came up with that idea to kind of find a way to improve the community and as an attempt to also kind of build relations between police and the community. So what are your guys' thoughts on this?
I can only like imagine a situation where somebody is forcefully dragged out of their car, pinned to the ground, like detained forcefully, and then the officer's like, take this Jiffy Lube gift card! Throw it on. Fix it! Fix it!
Let's fix it! Now!
I was gonna say astronomically rare Beach Grove W. That is.
Yes, it's very, very cool.
And I was gonna say it's like it sounds really good until you go to the Jiffy Lube and they astronomically like raise prices of brake lights. It's like, okay, you have the $25 gift card, that'll bring your total down to $1,062.49. Would you like cash or credit?
It's like let's help out those who are struggling economically. We'll give you a $25 gift card for a $50,000 debt.
But okay. Like I'm ragging on it, but like still they're not giving them a ticket and they're giving them $25. So like there's no negative really to this I can see.
It's funny that you say that because sorry, I was just gonna throw in.
There's a negative.
I'm reading this from WTHR, by the way.
Okay.
Deputy Chief Tom Hurley actually said there is no downside to this that we can really think of.
Yeah, so that's great.
You let us on, Ben. That was mean.
No, hang on. Here's the downside I just came up with. I never fix my breaker light, and I just amass thousands of $25 gift cards.
That's the Jiffy Lube. That's the trick.
Oh my gosh! You don't get a ticket, but you get like 25 points on your driver's license. You just immediately lose the car.
Here's the plan, fellas. You keep gathering up Jiffy Lube gift cards, so you get enough to create the Killdozer.
What?
The Killdozer. I forgot about that. Oh, that's so funny.
I can't say I know what the Killdozer is.
It's I forget where it happened, but a guy made a homemade tank and just started destroying places.
That's a movie.
That's also a movie from the 60s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's like an alien possesses a bulldozer and it calls itself Killdozer.
Oh my gosh, that's even better. Oh my gosh.
Man, the legal fact never goes where I think it's going to go.
That was great. I kind of feel bad for you, Ben, because every time you mention a legal fact, we just like we just do this every time.
I enjoy it, though.
Yeah, that was probably our best legal fact. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Ben's legal fact is the heart of Reality with a Twist. Yeah. He's taking a boring topic and making it fun and interesting. Genuinely, so props to you, Ben. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, it's all you guys.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, that's enough.
Thanks.
Okay. Sorry. We just wanted you to say it.
Alrighty. Let's move into some gym rat slander with Jeremy here.
All right, gym rat slander time. Let me ask you this. How much protein do you guys need?
I don't know.
5 million.
Your kidneys will fail.
Protein. I'm going to say...
10 pick up on our end.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'll guess 100 grams a day.
Oh, okay. So, that's pretty close. But for the average person, yeah, okay, real quick before I reveal, I am terrified, mortified even, that some bodybuilder influencers are going to listen to this show and then crap on me because I said something wrong. Because they're making a lot of TikToks where they're like, this guy is so dumb because he recommends this. And I'm terrified that's going to happen to me.
Hey, listen, you know what? They had to get through the legal fact to get to this point. So, you know what?
They're fans. They're gone by now. Two completely different.
They clicked off by this point.
Okay. We got rid of them a while ago. For the average person, they need 0.8 kilograms, or no, oh my gosh, hang on, 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight.
Okay.
That's the average person. If you're working out, then you want to aim for 1.2 to 1.5, and depending on like how much you're training, even probably 2 grams per kilogram of body weight, right? And so how do you get the best protein? What is the best protein? Is it meat, vegetables? I could do a whole episode on this, but something really cool that I learned is that most plant proteins don't have complete amino acids in them. Therefore, you have to mix other plant products with it to get all of the amino acids, such as like rice and beans. That's a classic combo. Ooh, yes. That no one can break, because the rice has proteins in it and the beans have proteins. When you eat them together, it gives you complete protein. Animal products, on the other hand, have complete proteins already in them. That's why Gunner going vegetarian is a bad idea. I'm kidding.
Okay. Get this man some
I don't know if you're
now.
Actually going vegetarian. Stop it. but there are some exceptions to plant proteins, which is quinoa, soy, and amaranth. It's a grain. Okay. I forget.
Amaretto?
That's alcohol. No.
I'm trying to like come up with
it's like amaranth or something like that, but it's a type of grain, which is really interesting because like that has this, if you're trying to like meet your protein requirements, like 1 cup of like quinoa is like 30 grams of complete protein and Whoa. Amino acids right there.
I've always wondered why quinoa was such like a great like suit like food that people, not necessarily superfood, but food that people are like crazy about.
Oh yeah,
that's crazy.
That's why.
I did not know that. I gotta start eating some quinoa.
Oh yeah, I just eat it raw right there.
Oh yeah, crunchy.
Crunchy.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, I've been eating.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, like soy. I like finding like soy substitute meats and stuff like that. And so. One of my favorites is like meatballs that are soy based. Yep. Amazing.
Oh,
yeah,
I
and that
love...
would have complete protein in it.
Yes.
Nice.
Jeremy, that leads me to the question. If soy is a complete protein, which means it's probably good to eat if you are trying to build muscle at least a little bit, why is soy commonly seen as like the like soy boy? Like, why is that a thing?
Dude, I was making fun of someone yesterday when I was teaching them that. I don't know.
Is it because I heard like soy has like estrogen in it or something? I don't know.
Oh, legit?
I don't know. I just heard that. I don't know. But like, it's a complete protein, so it's just like, imagine somebody being like, "Oh, chicken boy, you eat chicken, so you're
you're a chicken and rice, chicken eater, broccoli,
the quinoa boy." You liberal quinoa.
Liberal quinoa boy.
Who would win in a fight? Liberal quinoa man or elk conservative man?
Oh my gosh.
Have you guys seen those videos where it's like this guy's hand completely covered in mud and he's like,
yeah.
If your hands don't look liberal like this sissy. On your lunch break.
You got soft hands, brother.
Yeah, soft hands, liberal. It's such a funny video.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that's the gym rat slander. More nutrition.
Thank you very
facts
much. Thank
than
you very
gym
much.
Rat stuff.
Right, wonderful well, gym rat slander. Much, Jeremy. Well, I might have issue with naming all these things, but I think next is our local artist of the week, isn't it?
Sure is. All right, today we are checking out, for the first time in Reality with a Twist history, we're actually checking out a thrash metal band from Monticello, Indiana, which is the smallest town we've ever featured on Local Artist Week on Reality with a Twist. Ben actually found these guys and thought they were super talented and showed them to me, and I have to agree. I think they're super talented. Their debut demo album, I should say, is Monticello Mayhem, and the song we're sharing today is The Chair. They only have 44 monthly listeners right now on Spotify, but I think we should change that. Are you guys ready?
What's their name again?
It is. Did I never say their name? I'm so sorry. Salivus.
How do you spell it?
Salivus. Salivus. I'm so sorry, Salivus. I thought I said your name already.
Wait, hang on. Spell one more time. I'm sorry.
Salivus.
All right, here we go.
Yes. And then, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
3, 2, 1. Another junkie. Stop doing with the record into the bookie. Just Mike, we'll watch you cry. As you take a seat, your last words are why. I'm gonna switch and I'll watch you die. I'll laugh as our life is drained from your lifeless eyes. Put him in the chair.
Put him in that chair. Gather round and down the hood. This fucker's been up for no good. Jump on the leg, the arms ahead. Watch him jerk, bash him off.
All right, that is The Chair by Salivus. What do you fellas think?
That was a headbanger right there.
Oh, yes.
Definitely was a headbanger.
Yeah, I
agree.
I just said I love the super intense and classic metal sound, and it kind of, to me, harkens back to some of the great metal bands of the 80s and 90s. I obviously heard a lot of Metallica, but that's such an unoriginal thing to say, and that doesn't do them justice. I really liked it. I really liked the sound, and it really kind of was almost like a nostalgic thing because I grew up with that kind of music. So I definitely suggest you guys checking them out.
Salivus. I feel like that would be good to add to a gym playlist, especially.
Oh, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And let me get their Instagram really quick.
Yeah. I think they're all very talented. Yes. I mean, it sounds very, very good. Very professional.
Yes. I can only imagine seeing them live would be so much fun. so much fun. Salivus Official. I'll put their at in the description. But thank you so much, guys, for letting us shout you out. So that is our local artist of the week.
All righty. Well, I think now it is time to go to the best, worst part of the show.
Ooh,
what are the odds?
So what are the odds? Is, if you're new, is a combination between a dare and a bet. There's an odds asker and a victim. The odds asker asks the victim to do a dare, and the dare gets to set their own likelihood of having to do it by setting a number. The higher the number, the less likely they are to have to do the dare. Then a third party counts down from 3, 3, 2, 1, and then the odds asker and the victim say a number between 1 and the number the victim set at the same time. If they say the same number, then they have to do the dare. If none of our individual odds hit, we will do a descending odds, which is pretty self-explanatory. It just basically means one of us is going to have to do one, and that'll be at the end of the show. But only if none of our odds hit.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Well, I pulled Dylan aside before this episode in private and asked him a little odds. Okay. And you guys can't know what it is for right now. So, Dylan, what are the odds?
Oh, man.
This is scary.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say 35.
Okay. That's fair.
All right. So 3, 2, 1.
14. 12. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
All right, then I guess I'll go next here. Gunner.
Yes?
Now I know you were winner of today's show, but you know what's better than one individual champion? Tag champion!
Yes,
so,
yes.
Gunner, what are the odds that you have to buddy up with Ben and the one night we're out doing, when we're doing stuff or whatever, in that public scenario, and Ben has to carry his title, you have to carry this one, either around your waist, on your shoulder, or just however you'd like.
I'll help a buddy out, so I'll say 10.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
4.
2.
Ooh.
Oh. Man. You tried. I appreciate it.
I've got one.
Okay. All right.
This one kind of goes out to... this one can go out... for this one, it could, goes out to Dylan, but it could go out to anyone. But Dylan.
Okay.
What are the odds for the next episode? Like, when I cue you, you just let out the most horrific, diabolical Roger jump scare the world has ever heard.
Roger, that's funny. Jump scare. Dependent on how, when we record that episode, I'm just going to say 5.
Ooh.
Good.
Oh. 3, 2, 1.
5.
3.
Oh, wow.
Thunder snapper.
Everything's been in intervals of 2 this whole time.
Ben.
Yes.
Are your parents still awake?
Probably.
Okay. With the odds, you go, like, if they're watching TV or if they're in their bedroom, you just go into the room, whip in Nene for a minute with no explanation, then leave.
You have to record it. You have to record it.
Oh, gosh.
And that'll be our announcement video for this episode on Instagram.
I thought you were gonna say you go in there and you just say, "Mom, I threw it up on my pillow."
Oh man, that's so bad. That's so uncomfortable.
for a minute straight.
It's gonna get to the point where it's not funny anymore.
They're just gonna ask you to leave.
You're like, what's wrong, son? What's going on? What's that little bitch?
Can you also be whispering my 30? Whip and nene. Whip and nene.
So you said 35, right?
Yep.
All right, I'll count you guys down.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
23.
6.
Ooh.
Oh,
gosh.
I have one, but I'm trying to decide who to ask it to. I'm going to say Jeremy.
Yeah.
What are the odds that you go into your phone and you go into like the recently called and you call your 8th most recent call and you just repeat the words, "You're now live on Reality with a Twist." And no matter what they say, you just have to say it again. "You're now live on Reality with a Twist." And you have to say it at least 4 times and then you can hang up.
You're now live on Reality with a Twist. Honestly, I'd do 6.
Oh my gosh, okay.
6. You're confident.
Wow, okay.
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
1.
3.
Oh.
I almost said 3 too.
That's all.
This was Toronto.
Yes.
I am very man. I'm so happy.
I vote for that one.
Oh no.
The faith call. That's what you vote for? Man.
I vote.
I like Roger jump scare, but it only goes to Dylan.
Yeah, that only go to Dylan.
I'm kidding. I'm done for either whip and nene or the phone call one.
Okay.
So I'm the only person at my apartment, so there's nobody to whip and nene to.
So I guess I'll vote for the call.
Yeah, I'll do the call.
I don't want to do that.
I really don't want to do the call.
I'll start it.
Can I see who my 8th contact is right now?
No, none of us can look.
It's probably just going to be like...
Wait, 8th contact or...
8th most recent call.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll start it.
Okay.
Okay.
6.
No. I call next.
I call fourth.
All right.
I'll go last.
All right, I'll say the number with you, Jeremy.
Okay.
Who's
3? You get a countdown.
2, 1.
6.
3.
All right, I'll say 5.
I'll say the number.
3, 2, 1.
3.
4. Okay.
All right. I'll say four.
I'll count down.
I'll say the number.
3, 2, 1.
1, 2.
I'm saying 3.
I'll say the number.
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
3.
Oh, phew. Oh, my gosh.
Oh
my gosh. Dylan? Oh, yes.
Who's your eighth? Who's your eighth call?
Yeah, eighth it's dark in my room. I'll be right back.
It's just like the CEO of Roblox.
It's my dad. I can't call him right now because he's asleep, but...
Oh, gosh. Okay. Okay, so yeah, just, I guess, because right now...
Okay, we'll just pick a random number. I vote on the number 14.
I vote on the number 911.
You're now live on...
No, I mean, like, not a random number, okay. Like, 14's down on the contact.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll say, yeah, 14's fine.
Sure, let's do 14.
Dad again.
Wait, hold up. 1, 2.
Dylan, it's the number after 13 if you're curious.
I know. 11, 12, 13. Chula Vista, California.
They're definitely going to be awake.
All right, hold
up.
What was that?
Please put the number and dial again. Oh, it's a scammer. Do the one before that.
That's my grandfather. He's also asleep. You do really? I don't have a friend. You guys are my only friend group, and we talk to each other all the time. Yeah, I don't have any.
I guarantee you my eighth would be my girlfriend, because I don't really call anybody else.
Pick another number.
4.
That's also a scam number.
Hey, call it.
Okay.
I see you.
Hello, and thank you for calling Venture Data, a premier market research
company. See?
Okay, okay, I say you call.
You could do it to the scammer. I think that would be fun.
They're not going to pick up right now. That's
do
thing.
It to a... do it to the... IHOP.
Perfect. Okay. They're
24 hours. Yes.
No, that only... wait a minute. That only tags us. They know who's calling.
Not if I do Star 87.
Uh-oh. We say reality with a twist.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
True.
Never...
That's true. I don't think they're going to really care that much.
Hey, that'll bring more traction.
Yeah,
more
free advertising. All right,
Gabe, censor this out. Is it the IHOP that's on...
We need you to censor that, man.
Yeah,
we
already
need you.
Yes.
Guys,
there's only one IHOP in...
I'm about to call the IHOP.
Okay,
all right, here we go.
Okay.
Thank you for calling IHOP at 3:00. On the... In order to better assist you, please choose from one of the following options.
I want pancake.
One if you would like to place an order to
go. Oh, yeah. I think it's one.
I would like one pancake, please.
Yeah, I want to do that.
I'd like one burger, please.
Uber Eats and Grubhub. You can order directly from any of those applications. Or, if you would like to avoid delivery, pick up. Oh, or have your order delivered curbside. The IHOP and go app on your phone.
Pancake.
If you still would like to place a to-go order, please press
pancake, please.
One of our first guests on the show.
All right, here we go. It might be hard to pick up on my mic, but it'll definitely pick up on my other mic.
I got to turn away. I'm embarrassed.
What was the thing I had to say again?
You're now live on Reality with a Twist. You have to say it at least 4 times.
On the northwest side of... In order to better assist you, please choose from one of the following options.
No.
Press 1 if you would like to place an order to go.
Pancake. Did you know we?
I think it'd be funniest if it was somebody who might know of Reality with the Twist.
Very true.
Oh man, I wish Oscar was awake right now.
Oh man, yeah, that'd be cool. Oscar, by the way, for our listeners, he's the one who made our website.
A very cool guy. He's awesome.
And while we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and plug some stuff. I have some stuff written down that I need to plug. Go ahead and follow our Instagram at RWAP Podcast. I always say it wrong. It's not RWAP Pod. That is a different podcast. RWAP Podcast, all one, you know, one word, no underscores or anything. And then please get in contact with us for episode suggestions, questions, or if you're a local artist that would like to be featured on the show, that is, you can do that via our website or via the email, realitywithatwistpodcast@gmail.com. And then, of course, if this is a newer thing, if you are a local artist that would like to be on the show, please contact us there, too. We would love to have you. We'll figure something out. We don't know yet, but we will definitely figure something out. That is all of the plug. Oh, and then follow us on YouTube at Sketch Lounge. That's where these video podcasts are going to be. And I think eventually that will turn into just a Reality with a Twist channel. But for now, it's still Sketch Lounge.
Can I just say, like, one thing?
Yes.
No.
Can I just say, I just scrolling through Facebook, I've seen now 4 people engaged or getting married.
Oh my gosh.
No. And I'm sad now.
Oh my gosh.
One of them is Fitch and Ben.
Yeah.
Ben.
Dylan, I have a number for you to call.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay, so it's 317.
And I will, just to reconfirm, you don't have to tell me who it is. I will not get in trouble if I call this number.
No. No.
The hesitation.
I am not taking that answer.
No, you're not going to get in trouble.
All right. I just don't want to get manhunted because I asked if they're... All right, here we go.
Calls the Beech Grove Police non-emergency number.
Five people married.
Wow.
Six. Oh. Seven. One just had a baby.
Whoa.
I'm so sad.
What? Who was it? Jeremy might recognize who that was.
No!
Who was that?
It was the Rat Farm.
I knew it was going to be the Rat Farm! Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you think the Rat Farm is open at 10:40 p.m.?
Well, it's a cell phone. It's a personal number.
Call... Who's one of my contacts?
We've been trying to find somebody for Dylan to call for the past 10 minutes.
Oh my god.
Dude, I need to pee so bad. And I'm tired of seeing people on Facebook getting married.
Let's close out Facebook.
Oh, that's a good point.
Dude. Okay.
What if... I think part of it has to do with how late it is. So what if we try this our next episode when it's earlier during the day? Hopefully we're recording at a more reasonable time of the day.
I like it.
Fair enough. Okay. That's fair. Well listeners,
kind of
apologies.
That was kind of, I don't know how I'm going to edit this because that's going to be really disappointing to people who are like waiting for it. And then they just listen to 10 minutes of us trying to figure out who to call. And then we decided to not call
anybody.
Honestly,
just like, you could just edit like just the funny bits.
Yeah. Okay,
of that conversation.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try.
Because there were some pretty funny bits about it.
Yeah. This episode's probably coming out Sunday. I work tomorrow and it's already Friday, so this episode's already late. But it's probably come out Sunday. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, well, happy Sunday.
Sweet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ben, go ahead. Ben, do you have any teasers?
I do. So I have two things that I actually am going to say. One of them is I think I'm going to make the odds that I asked Dylan the punishment for the loser of this episode.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So
what the?
Can we know those? Just to give our listeners a little. No,
you'll see.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I genuinely can't tell you guys until closer to the end of that episode.
Okay.
But let's just say in my episode we're going to be improvising a little bit.
Oh my god!
Nice.
Wow. Okay, I'm excited for that.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very much, Ben. And with that being said, that is it for another episode of Reality with a Twist. I've been Dylan.
I've been Ben.
I have been Jeremy.
I have been Gabe.
I've been Gunner.
Thank you all. And we'll see you all next episode.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Adios.